The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
In the morning, out of New York, 50,000 watts screaming out of AM 970, The Answer. But you know, we stream worldwide now, which I absolutely love, on AM970TheAnswer.com. We appreciate you tuning in this Thursday, June 8th. Tom Homan is the man, former acting director of the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, and very fired up and has been speaking the truth about what's happening at the United States border, particularly the southwestern border of America. And Tom, kind enough to join us this early in the morning. Mr. Director, welcome back, Tom. Great to have you with us, sir.
Great to be with you. I hear a little ZZ Top, a little Wailing Jet. It's went hurt.
I know. It's time Wailing Jet. You're old school. You're old school country like that, huh, Tom? Come on.
Yeah,
huh?
I grew up, milking cows and, that's just classic Waylon Jennings, it just, that's good country.
You know what? It's an original American music, like jazz. Maybe they say country could have started in Ireland with the sound. Jazz could have started in Africa, but there's some true American music, and country is it. But that deep country really is something else. I appreciate that. Amazing. And Johnny.
Listen to a little Merle Haggard. You listen to Merle Haggard, and he has such – no, seriously, his voice is beautiful.
Yep.
He really does have a beautiful voice.
I know.
Anyway.
I love it. Let's stay in for a second. But, this is so obvious, but forgive me, Tom Homan, but Johnny Cash, come on. The Man in Black. How great was Johnny Cash, right?
Yeah, we'll never have an artist like that again. I love country music. I listen to George Strait.
You are such a purist. Good stuff. But you don't, and dare I ask, and I'm being snarky here, Mr. Director, but I'm being snarky. So the new country, this new age country, not so much, Tom Homan, not so much?
I tell you what, there's a guy up and coming, Joe Pardi. Joe Pardi.
Fabulous.
P-A-R-D-I, I listen to him. When I'm smoking is some sort of dead animal flesh, I listen to old country music. That's what I like to listen to.
Tom Homan is the man. Hey, Tom, we're going to get into what's happening with the microphones. I got to ask you, pull back the curtain. Here we go, because I'm at it. It's morning, and I just get so fed up. We're trying to breathe in New York, Tom. We can't even breathe because of something Trudeau is doing or not doing in Canada. No apologies. No president that steps up to the podium to say, here's what we're doing. Here's how to stay safe. We're just beside ourselves. And no, there's nobody in charge. When you worked with Donald J. Trump, and I'm going to push a button here because, hey, you can't talk about Trump. He's going to be indicted. You can't talk about this. But when you worked with Trump and you were there and you're in the Oval Office, the guy, he got it. And again, I'm not in it for anybody because I don't idolize anybody. But I want to be objective here. But I know that Trump's about to be indicted again. But give us, on a much more valuable sense of overlooking the man, Donald J. Trump, in the heat of the battle with a border crisis like we had, walk us through what that president did, sir, please.
Well, listen, I don't care what people think. A lot of this country hates me because I work for Donald Trump. But let me be clear. Donald Trump is one badass president. Now, I worked for six presidents, starting with Ronald Reagan, and all six presidents, when it comes to the border, they all took steps to try to secure the border because they all understood you can't have national security without border security. So they all took steps. Well, let me be clear. No one did more than President Trump. And you know, he had illegal immigration at down 83%. Illegal immigration was down to a 45-year low. Here's what I'll tell people. There's been numerous studies saying that one-third of the women, 31% of women that make that journey get sexually assaulted. And we see right now, since Joe Biden's been president, over 1,700 migrants have died crossing this border. And we got over 100,000 Americans dead from fentanyl overdoses. The fentanyl is coming across the open border. So let me tell this to the people who doubt who Donald Trump is. When he was president and he had illegal immigration on 83%, how many women weren't being raped?
Yeah.
How many Americans weren't dying from fentanyl overdoses? That's how many billions of dollars did the cartels not make? How many known suspected terrorists didn't make it into the country? Right. So President Trump saved lives. You know, there was, you know, we had deaths on the border. I remember one time we had two deaths and the left went nuts. AOC and the rest of them came down and screaming and yelling about the inhumanity of the Trump administration. Let me be clear. The Trump administration's policies save lives, because right now, under what they call the most humane system under Mayorkas and Biden, record number of migrants have died by far. A record number of Americans have died by far. A record number of known suspected terrorists across that border. So I don't want to hear it. You can hate the man for whatever reason you want, but you can't argue with success of what he did for that border. And I hope he comes back. And if he comes back, I'm going back. And I told him last at dinner when 3 weeks ago, I'll come back for free. I'm so pissed off. I don't even want to get paid. But look, he can secure the border at the level no one else can. Now, I don't agree with everything the man has ever said or done. But I'm telling you, as a guy who's involved in law enforcement, he had law enforcement six. He had our back. He did the best job on the border than anyone did. He rebuilt the VA. Our military was as strong as it's ever been. We're respected around the world. We can't say any of that today. So say what you know, people can think what they want. My wife asks me all the time, does it bother you that big part of this country hates you? It doesn't bother me a bit. Because if they saw what I saw, if they saw the tragedy and death on that border that I saw, then we had a guy that shut it down. You don't understand my commitment and why I take the positions I take.
You know what? I've been dying to ask you that and put that forth because I'll tell you why, Tom Homan. Because when you watch the news and when you watch them indict Donald Trump yet again, and I'm telling you what, I've known the guy 100 years, so I'm not being objective here. I understand I am not being objective. But to go after somebody like that, when there's so many crimes right in our face regarding the border, regarding China, regarding Iran, regarding Russia, regarding Ukraine, regarding us not being able to afford anything, regarding us not being able to breathe. We can't even breathe in New York, my friend.
If they're looking for if they're looking for an innocent man to be the next president, if they want someone that has no issues, no skeletons, or anything else like that, then you better wait for the second coming of Jesus, because no man is perfect. But I'll tell you this. Yeah. Think of what this man's been through for 7 years. He's been attacked every day by the international media, U.S. media. His family's been attacked. His children's been attacked. If we would have checked, we would have attacked Obama's children the way Trump's children would be attacked, this we'd be up in arms, right? If this man has went through so much shit in 7 years because he was our president, he could have sat back and remained a billionaire and not worried about any of this stuff, but he stepped up to the plate and he's taking the hate. Yeah. And like, you know, I tell you what, it's a strong, I don't know a stronger man that would put up with the stuff that he's put up with and still want to come back and serve this nation. Yeah. He doesn't need this. He doesn't need this.
And I got to tell you, as a broadcaster, and I always try to stay objective, it's important that Tom is talking like this. It's important that I put this forth, and I'll tell you why. Because watch the news. Watch the news when this character, Jack Smith, now they go after Donald Trump again. And I'm going to sit there, and I'm going to watch that news, and I'm going to be happy that we had this conversation, Tom Homan. Because it had, and
well,
you know what it is?
They get me going now. They did nothing about Hillary Clinton and her emails and her classified documents.
That's right.
What are they going to do about Biden, his classified documents, his garage and three other locations? What do they do with these other people? There's a double standard here. And look, you hold them all accountable. Hold them all to the equal levels of justice.
That's right.
But look, President Trump is not a perfect man. But I'm saying this, and I'll stand by it, and I swear to God by it. I never worked for a man who loved this country more than President Trump. I haven't worked for a president, again, I worked for six, who did more to secure this border and save lives. Look, we're not a country without borders. Securing the border saves lives, just not of migrants, not just migrants, but of U.S. citizens too. And you got to take that to the bank. Anybody disagrees with me, just go to CBP website, look at the data, look at what he did under his command, And we had the most secure border in my lifetime. Yeah. And the data proves it. And this administration came in and unsecured it on purpose. The first president in the history of this nation who came in office and unsecured a border. Who the hell does that?
It's so true. Here, here, Cousin Paulie. Here, here, Tom Homan. You know what? It's important we talk because you're going to see a lambast of slanted fake news is going to just hit the airwaves like you've never seen before soon. Tonight, today, probably today, maybe tomorrow. And then you're going to think back. You can, Joe Piscopo and Tom Homan were objectively looking at the presidency of Donald J. Trump. Just leave it at that and don't get crazy and don't hate. Please put the hate aside. Where it's an objective overview of what's getting done, and you're absolutely right. Not to mention in Barack Obama's office, we were talking about with our friend Joe DeGeneva, Tom Homan, and in Barack Obama, they came up with the whole takedown of Donald Trump in the Oval Office with James Comey, and Hillary was in on it, and they're not saying anything about it. But back to business, if I may, Mr. Director. California and Texas are pushing back at Florida's migrant flights. So there's going to be a fight, and they're not going to be able to put these migrants. It's another thing that's happening, Tom Homan. I don't care what political party you're in. They're putting people, and these poor migrants are coming in. They're shipping them aimlessly around America to blow out voting districts. And now Texas and Florida are fighting back, sir.
Well, here's the difference between the Trump administration and the Biden administration. The biggest difference is the Trump administration not only moved illegal immigration to a 40, 45-year-old, depending on what date you're looking at, they ended catch and release. Now the administration right now is bragging. Oh, we're down 70% of illegal immigration. You know, the numbers may show that. Let me be clear what they're doing, which no one's talking about, so I'm glad we're here.
Okay.
They've taken thousands of people who crossed the border illegally, and are now moving them to a port of entry. They put them in what they call a CBP One app. Thousands a day. Thousands of illegal aliens a day are marched to a port of entry because they fill out an application. They cross the. They come to a port of entry, and on their own, on an honor system, they're supposed to show up at an ICE office sometime down the road and finish your asylum claim. What they've done, they make illegal immigration legal. They took thousands of illegal immigrants and they're putting them through a POE, a port of entry, and they call that a legal entry. They call that legal pathway. It is not. The law is clear on that. They're going to lose this in court. 20 states are suing, and they're going to lose in court. Then they're bringing 30,000 a month from four different countries to come into the same process. So this administration is literally bringing thousands a day to the port of entry so they don't have to call them illegal. So the numbers aren't really down. This is a shell game. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, the family units are still coming at record numbers. Women are still being sexually assaulted at record numbers. Cartels are making billions of dollars. And so they're playing a shell game. They're lying to the American people. Again, I've worked for six different administrations, and they all spin the truth sometimes. But I've never seen an administration lie to the American people like this administration has done. And you're right. They're not only letting the United States. They're sending them all over the country. Now, they had the gall last week, DHS says. It's a misnomer to think, you know, the DHS does not pay to send aliens to cities across the country or a city of their choice. Yeah, you know what? That's a game. That's a game of words. What they do? Yeah, DHS don't pay for it, but DHS gives the money to NGOs and they pay for it. Spinning away from the truth of the American people.
Yeah, yeah.
And let me tell you something. Yeah. These people aren't going anywhere. So the people sit back and say, okay, well, they have their asylum case and they'll be ordered removed and they'll leave.
Yeah.
90%, 90% will lose their case based on immigration court data. And all that 90%, the 90% of 2 million they've already released in the United States are going to get an order removal. What's going to happen to them? Nothing. Because the secretary has said being in the country illegally on its own is not enough for ICE to go make an arrest. They got to go commit another crime before they even make a prior to us. They're going nowhere. They'll get order removal. They'll become a fugitive. They'll hang around for 3 or 4 years in the shadows waiting for the next giveaway program, the amnesty or the doctor or something else, and they're not going to be removed. But I'll tell you this. If President Trump comes back, I'm coming back, and I tell you what, they better not get comfortable because we're going to look for them, we're going to detain them, and we're going to remove them. You can't have due process. You know, the left demands due process. They got a right to claim asylum. They got a right to see a judge. Okay, I get that. But you also, due process means the final decisions of the court must be carried out and executed, or due process means nothing. If these 90% who get order removal are not removed, then shut down the immigration courts too. because obviously that doesn't make any difference. You can't have a secure border without consequences. You got to have deterrence. We're a system, we're a nation of laws. And like your family and many other families, there's millions of people standing in line, taking tests, paying the fees, going through the legal process to be part of the greatest country on earth, and they're showing respect for the rule of law of this country. They deserve to come in. But you can't be a part of the greatest nation on earth and not respect our laws. Your first action can't be violating law and enter the country illegally, which is a crime. You can't have it both ways. And under the Trump administration, they didn't have it both ways. But now we got millions of aliens, of people that want to come to this country legally to build a better country, and they're sitting in the background, not getting their interviews, not getting their visas, because these people who are cheating the system have clogged the system up by millions.
Tom Holman, we fired it up this morning, man. Things that had to be said, and we appreciate you being so honest with us, Mr. Director. God bless you, Tom. Come back anytime. Regards to your Sicilian wife, which I love about you, man. I got to tell you something. And all the very best, my friend.
You got it. Thank you. Thanks for having me. You got me fired up. Now I got to put a little moral hacker on. So I'll be good.
All right, Tom. Take care. Tom Holman right there. Hey, Jerry Crowley walking in the studio. He is the boss. He is our grand, high, exalted Mr. Gruler. Let me just genuflect and kiss the ring for 2 seconds here. Mr. Crowley, how are you? How you doing, sir?
Well, I want to tell your listeners, give your listeners a little insight into your world. So the other night, the Italian-American Congress. By the way, what does the Italian-American Congress mean? I got nervous when I walked in the room and I saw that sign because, first of all, I don't look Italian. They looked at me out of their side of the eye, and I figured this could be my last dinner with Joe. But anyway, it was a fantastic evening celebrating the Casamitides, and you played that so well, and you performed. And Joe gets up, audience. Joe's audience needs to know this. You get up and perform, and it's like you fell out of the storybook. It was that good. You captivated the audience. It's amazing, really.
Hey, boss, thank you. It was that a love. It was a love in the room. Love in the room.
There was.
And they stayed. It was late, and the food was done. Once the Italians eat, they go home. Jerry, you know, I'm just saying. But they stayed. It was like they stayed. And how about singing God Bless America and John and everybody and Margo standing
fantastic.
Up. Celebrating the fantastic. Great country, huh? Was that the best?
Listen, it was so good. I hear this, and I'll give everybody an insight into this, okay? I'd ask them not to go out anywhere with it. Keep it confidential, the audience and me. There is a big birthday party this Saturday in Colts Neck. Now, I'm flying out today to California on business. However, I could not miss this party. So I rented private. I'm flying back private. I said to the pilot, Colts Neck, and they still can't find it. So what is it near, Joe? It's got to be near something, right? It's Jersey. I know it's Jersey. Yeah.
You can go to Philly. You can go to Newark.
No,
you can
private. Go. Right to Colts Neck. We're going to go right in.
I'm telling you. Well, listen, that's Bruce Springsteen country, man. So maybe you could just land on Bruce's property down there. I mean, you might have room for that.
How many thousands of people? Why didn't we have a giveaway on the air for this? We should have had a giveaway.
Yeah, it's a good one. Look, Jerry, please don't even.
I already rented the plane. First time ever. I just don't understand why we didn't do a 970 giveaway.
Yeah,
Come on, man.
We'll do when we really should do.
All right, next time.
Boss, thank you for your kind words. God bless you, man.
Happy birthday. We'll see you Saturday, man. Right. Nobody like you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Jerry. God bless you, Mr. Crowley. Thank you, sir. Thank you, 623. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie on the roads checking out the traffic and private planes. Beyond the people, Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
All right. We love it.
I love it. Jerry can fly right into Trenton, zip right up the parkway. He'll be at the party. That sounds great.
West Trenton, of course. Great call. That's a great little airport there.
That may work. Yeah, the private plane, that should work.
back to regular people like us.
back to reality for the everyday person like us without the private planes. Let's see what's happening at Sunrise Highway, Joe. It's still closed eastbound, getting out through East Quag. It's an ongoing accident investigation. Heading out to the Hamptons, avoid that area if you can. Let's see what's happening as you head over to the inbound side of the George Washington Bridge, down to 10 minutes. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 20. Holland, about 25. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds remind you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Ridley Factor, thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alex.
Hi.
That's me now. You got it?
You
got
now,
it?
Yes, sir.
That's good, man. Thank you so much. Thanks for not yelling. I'm used to being yelled at. See, but there must be a reason why Al does yell at me, because I'm doing a million things all at once, and I have attention deficit disorder. I goes, go, go, break. And by the time the closer it gets to 10 o'clock, the more irritating Al gets. He's, you know, so it's a lot of fun. So thank you for keeping it calm, young Alex Garrett. We appreciate it very much. Let me, if I may, before we go to Joe Bastardi, Mary Lou Henner this hour as well, tell you about Relief Factor. Because I can get you out of pain. I love telling you good things. I love telling you things that will work. So what works for me is Relief Factor. What works for people like the gal at the Friars Club, I'll never forget that. She just wanted to say, Joe. They're going, and I thought they wanted like to shake hands or say hi, which I'm so honored by the way. And then the husband and the wife, she goes to me. I go over and I reach over and shake her hand. She goes, Joe, Relief Factor, it's been great. It's been she was so excited telling me about Relief Factor. The husband's pointing down to her going, yeah, she loves it. She loves she's running again. She's apparently a runner. Relief Factor, boom. I'm in Philly. Joe, can I talk to you for a second? And a couple comes over to me. Yeah, Relief Factor has been great. In 7 days, we were out of pain. They're telling me. I hear the testimonials in real time, in real life, in person. And then I tell you, for me, 5 days, boom, out of pain. And my sister Carol, you know, I try to, you know, I have no pain, Joe. I go, boom, there it is, the testimonials. Will it work for you? Let's see. You could try the 3-week quick start. For less than $20, you might be like the rest of us, happy and out of pain. 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4, the word relief, or again, relieffactor.com.
Dennis Prager here. Join us in Israel this fall. Soon, time will run out, and then you'll regret you didn't go, I promise. Mike Gallagher and I are headed back to Israel in October with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to stand with Israel. That's the name of the tour. We'll be visiting amazing places in the Holy Land designed to encourage and captivate you at every turn. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and sign up today. In Israel, we'll explore some of the most fascinating sites from religious and political history. We'll walk on the streets of Jerusalem, sail the Sea of Galilee, float in the Dead Sea. In fact, you could even sit in the Dead Sea with all its healing and rejuvenating effects, and visit the Western Wall, a spiritual experience you will always remember deeply, fondly. Our expert guides will help explain the significance of every site, and our food and accommodations are specifically designed with you in mind. No other trip will be like the Stand With Israel tour. Sign up today to travel with Mike Gallagher and me this October. Call 855-565-5519 or just visit StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, Let Us Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida, is a community that will have about 100 homes for the foundation's program participants. You know, they already broke ground on it, and there are a couple families in there already. And a Gold Star family and the family of a severely injured hero who served our nation, they moved into the community's first smart home. So the Let Us Do Good Village is a special place where together families can heal, a community where the children of our nation's fallen or catastrophically injured heroes can grow and experience life together. It's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your generosity. Help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Let Us Do Good Village the first of many communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and to never forget the sacrifices our heroes have made for our country and our communities. Donate $11 a month. That's all we ask. $11 a month at Tunnels to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, TheAnswer.com.
Joe on the radio. Joe Bastardi is a co-chief meteorologist at WeatherBell, frequent Fox News weather contributor, author of The Weaponization of Weather in the Phony Climate War. Hello. And The Climate Chronicles, Inconvenient Revelations. You won't hear from Al Gore and others. Joe, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing?
Real good. Thanks for having me back. I wish it was under better circumstances, but
yeah. What's going on? I got to give our young weather guy, who would be so pleased to meet you, Joey, Jeff Nordine. He said like last week, maybe the week before, about fires in Canada. I'm going like, well, all right, fires again. That's not going to do anything. What in the name of goodness gracious is going on? He was right, you know. And please walk us through this if you would, Joe.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, the fires were in Western Canada. 3 weeks ago. And there was real fire weather out there. That was really unusual because Canada has been cooling in the spring. Springs have been getting later and later in Canada, and this year it went the other way. I mean, it got really well above normal. Now, people describe it as a heat wave, but it's not really a heat wave. It's just very warm and very dry in that particular area, and that's at the wildfire. The wildfires that are affecting us more directly here are coming out of Quebec. Hmm. And I'll tell you what, this is kind of funky because Quebec did not have the kind of April and May that we saw in Western Canada. They had near normal temperatures. They had above normal snowfall in there in a lot of that area. And when I was watching the pictures of the fires go off, they all went off simultaneously in spaced areas. Now, I'm not making any necessary...
Understood.
Understood. But it's here's the thing to remember.
Yeah.
That the weather in Quebec was not extreme. Western Canada, yes, it was. And some of that smoke did get here. But the smoke that you see now is coming out of Quebec. And it's because of the very unusual upper air weather pattern we have over the Northeast that essentially... has got us so far below normal here. We had a cool May in the East Coast. We're very cool now. It's been snowing on Mount Washington every day. There was frost in Pennsylvania, believe it or not, this morning. Wow. And so that upper air flow is coming out of the fire source region in Quebec. The good news is that the good news for us around the city is a lot of that is going to be driven west of us, and you're going to see improvement in the air. And I'm glad because, I'm involved a little bit with the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club. We're wrestling in Newark. The World Team Trials are in Newark for freestyle wrestling.
Cool.
On Saturday. I know a lot of people were very, very, very concerned, a lot of our athletes, and as they should be, as regular people should be. But the smoke is going to improve for everybody, I think, over the next couple of days. But that's really good heads-up forecasting. You know, you got a lot of sharp – I mean – The breed of meteorologists today, very sharp people.
Well, Joe, you know what? Not to be conspiratorial, but I don't trust this guy Trudeau. I mean, I could talk to you about this, and I know you're bold enough to go there. I don't trust Trudeau. I don't think he'll. But how do they tie climate change into this? What has climate change got to do with it?
Climate change is not involved with this at all. You know, I've been very in pointing out the hypocrisy here. For instance. Yes, it's, three quarters of North America, for instance, was very warm in the month of May, but three quarters of Asia, which is twice the size of North America, was very cold. We had near record cold on Antarctica, India, Australia, and believe it or not, it was the coldest month on record in the Arctic. Now, you don't even hear about that. I think Trudeau went up there and set fires. I don't think that happened, but I'm just wondering, you know, it's crazy today with eco-terrorism and some of the other stuff that's going on.
Yeah,
we know that a lot of the fires have been set by arsonists for one, and for two, Canada, the wildfires in Canada are on a marked decrease. They're not increasing wildfires up there over the last 30 years, not at all. And the United States, where we live, do you know wildfires in the United States now are 20% of what they were in the 1930s?
Wow.
I mean, think about
that. Yeah.
But you don't know that, folks, because nobody tells you. And I got to ask you something. I want people to think about this. And I understand this is pushing the edge. But if truth is a trait of God, what is hiding the truth or distorting the truth a trait of? And, there may be some things behind this that are even above our pay grade.
We'll leave it right there, and absolutely fair enough. Joe, great chat this morning. Thank you for taking the time, and I appreciate it. Good luck in Newark, my friend. Go get him, buddy. That sounds great.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, God bless you, dude. Joe Bastardi right there. We want to make way for Mary Lou Henner coming up momentarily, but I'm looking. The air is getting better, but it's still very unhealthy. Matter of fact, it says, that's the reading, very unhealthy out in the boondocks, and it's getting better in New York. Let me just check, and we're going to break right now for news, and Bill Gagan's going to break it all down for you as well. But in New York, yeah, it's still unhealthy. And if you look at the news reports on television this morning, it's still bad. And I don't know how it happens and why no one is addressing it. New York is still very unhealthy. Yeah. Yeah. Just below 9/11 mark at 209 on the scale. Hey, let's go to Bill Gagan. He is doing the news for Alcatula this morning on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
58 degrees in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. Number of schools in New Jersey are closed today because of the smoky, unhealthy air conditions from the Canadian wildfires. Newark, Elizabeth, and Union districts are among those to shut, while other districts decide to do remote learning. New Jersey residents are advised to try and stay indoors and avoid outdoor physical activity. New York City Council is expected to approve a measure today that allows New Yorkers to compare hospital procedure costs online. The bill creates what's believed to be the first in the nation healthcare accountability office in a city to analyze costs and publish them. Now, the Greater New York Hospital Association opposes the bill, saying hospitals were already working to comply with federal regulations to publish prices and say the bills unfairly target hospitals instead of insurance companies. Sports action, Braves over the Mets, 7-5. You now know what's going on. Bill Kagan, AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning, Bill. Let's see what's happening right now as we take a ride to Sunrise Highway. Sunrise Highway eastbound is still closed with an accident investigation getting into East Quag. This accident happened at 3:30 this morning. It looks like two cars collided and a fatality reported here. So this is why we're seeing this investigation. So watch for delays. Sunrise Highway eastbound getting out toward the Hamptons this morning. Also seeing delays over on the Bronx River Parkway southbound right at the Cross County and Yonkers. A collision taking a couple of lanes, and we're seeing delays on 9 southbound into Myers Corners Road in Wappingers Falls. It's an accident still being cleared. Heading to the airport, definitely check in with your airline for arrival and departure delays because of the smoky conditions out here this morning. Again, inbound George Washington Bridge, a 10-minute delay. Lincoln, 15 minutes in. Holland, still about 20 minutes into town. Foggy today, some haze. It looks like a high of about 73. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Connors and Sullivan, that's where you want to go. That's where I go. And I love that Mike Connors gets out himself onto the community, out and about, and he has these free seminars. Monday, June 19th at Buckley's Restaurant, for example, Avenue S in Sheepshead Bay, right there in Brooklyn, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Tuesday, June 20th, the Lucas Trattoria, 616 Forest Avenue, Staten Island, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. How about that? Then Mike goes to, on the 21st of June, on Wednesday, to Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue right there in Brooklyn, 3 and 7 p.m. I always kid him, saying, you're in show business, you're doing two shows a night. He does two free seminars a day he's doing. Look at Mike. That's how much he cares about you to get the information out for you. By the way, for free, Friday, June 23rd at the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard in Bayside, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. The day before, on the 22nd of June, he'll go to Maspeth and Queens at Connolly's Corner, Grand Avenue. That's on Thursday at 3 and 7 p.m. By the way, if you can't make the free seminars, call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500. The number for Connors and Sullivan is 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment. Or start here, please. ConnorsandSullivan.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Dottie Herman. Telling you about Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman. And we saw her the other night, gave her a hug, said, "Hey, Dottie, how are you?" We had a nice kind of couple of seconds of a laugh, and into the night she went. You know, she's so busy, yet she takes the time to come on this radio station. You got to love that. She does not need to be doing that. But she has a show called Eye on Real Estate. It's right here on AM 970. Anything you need to know, you can go to the source. Dottie Herman is the source. And she's excited how well we're doing on the radio. She knows it. She's very hip to that. Personal friends with Jerry Crowley, you just heard on the air with us. And as the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie will give you the inside line on everything about real estate. So if you're thinking about going out, you know, going out and about, no matter where you are, because we stream around the country now on AM970TheAnswer.com. It's a 10 o'clock in the morning show on Saturday, East Coast time. It's called Eye on Real Estate. You could listen to Dottie before you go out and about to see what's happening, what you should rent, what you should not rent, what to buy, what interest rates are. Dottie has it all on Eye on Real Estate. Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock on AM970TheAnswer with the great Dottie Herman. Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings with Dottie. 10 o'clock a.m., 970, The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
Crank that up. Yeah, you can crank that up, Alex. Go ahead. Go ahead. There it is. There it is. Thank you. Marilu Henner is a Renaissance gal. Boy, she could do anything. That's in Johnny Dangerously. She sang a beautiful, beautiful number that everybody knows and loves. Marilu, welcome back to the show. Always a privilege and an honor to have you with us, my friend.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how many people daily tell you how much they love Johnny Dangerously? It's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, it just, it's like online they go nuts for it. They go nuts for you, Marilu, as we all do. Before I got it to ask you this, I've been dying to ask you, and I'm going to talk about your new movie. I'm going to talk about all of that. But I was there. We were all there. They put the whole cast there. You did your number, if I remember. You nailed it in one take. But they did. You did the whole entire number. You didn't do it in pieces, correct? But I remember you. I did the whole number.
Dress weighed 30 pounds. It was the heaviest thing I have ever worn in my entire life. And it like hung straight. And it like swung around. And then when I slid on the piano.
Oh.
You know,
please.
I mean, it was crazy. It was so much. You know what's so funny is I do a show, a one-woman show. I've done it 40 times all over the country since the pandemic started.
I
did it at Bucks County and everything else. Anyway, I sing the song "Let's Misbehave" at the start of the show. That's the song from Johnny Dangerously credits. It's a Cole Porter song. I said this movie got no love when it came out, but I always say that when you know you had a great time on a film when the wrap party is 24 hours long and the director is wearing a dog collar. Amy had a dog collar on, if you remember, for the
Amy Heckerling, Michael Keaton. Oh my gosh! I mean,
Griffin Dunn, the funniest person I've ever met.
That's right. And Glynis O'Connor, Maurice Stapleton. Oh my gosh! What a Dom DeLuise. How about the cast?
Dom DeLuise, Peter Boyle, and Danny DeVito.
And then Richard Dimitri as Maroni rewrote the English language in that film. Remember that?
People come up to me all the time and go, "Fargan, I sold." You know,
but
I mean,
you were
like kids too. It's crazy.
And Marilu, I got to tell you too, and I know we have you on limited time. I got to tell you, when you slid across the piano, that was one of the great movie moments. One of the great movie moments. How you did it, I want you to, and then one and you did do the whole thing. That's what I remember. I'm sitting there going, like, we were virtually extras watching you, and I'm going, like, how in the world did God bless you for that? Was five. Tell me about the one woman show. This is spectacular. And where can we go to find out about it?
Oh, well, I'm going to be doing it at the Carlisle. I just don't have my dates yet. So I'll come in town and, you know, come Please. And hang out with you when I do it. But I am doing this play. Right now I'm doing a play with Caroline Aaron. You know, she plays in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Joe Beth Williams from Poltergeist and
Absolutely.
Big Chill. And Melanie Mayron from 30-something. We're doing a play right now here in L.A. called Mad Women of the West. And we're coming to New York the end of July, in August, basically in August.
God, you just don't stop, and I got to make sure we get this in before we let
Aurora
you go.
What's it?
It's Aurora Tea Garden Mysteries. Tell us about it, please.
Something new. Okay, so we've done 18 Aurora Tea Gardens, and now this is the prequel. So we're starting the prequel part of the series, and you're going to see her just out of college, living it back in home in her hometown, and she's trying to figure out what she wants to do with her life. And she decides that she wants to help solve mysteries and using kind of... Anyway, you will see anyone who loves the show, and it's such a diehard fan show, anyone who loves it will see all the little Easter eggs that we've put in this one so that people will say, like, oh, my gosh, I know that's going to show up in the 16th movie or that's going to show up in the 12th movie or something like that.
Yes, Aurora Tea Garden Mysteries. Yes, something new. It's airing on Hallmark Mysteries, Movies and Mysteries, tomorrow at 9 p.m. Hey, Marilu, too, you know what was the coolest thing? You bought John Travolta on the set. Oh, my gosh. Do you remember that?
He was shooting that movie, Two of a Kind. And so, well, we were dating at the time, too, so it was great.
It was so much fun. And now they talk about, you know, Norman Steinberg, rest his soul, passed away recently. Norman wrote that, helped write Johnny Dangerously. They talked about doing that as a musical on Broadway. Tell me how great that would be. I mean, isn't that it's perfect
so
play
great.
For it, right?
Huh? It would have been incredible. Do you remember when we shot the very end and the sun was coming up? They took that number out of the show. But it was so much. Oh, my gosh. I have so many great memories from that. From that movie.
It was. Marilu Henner, thank you for taking the time. I know you got to go. We love you. And I got to ask, you're working out throughout it all. Are you training? You keep yourself in incredible shape, if I may, before we let you go. And you're doing a play. Are you getting the workouts in?
I'm doing a play. Oh, yeah. I always, motion is the lotion. Motion is the lotion. I'm constantly moving. I'm constantly. And I live in the Hollywood Hills, so I'm always, like, walking. I have a new puppy, Charmander, you can. Wait, can I say one more thing?
By all means, Marilu.
My son Nick, he did a short with his friends. They put it on YouTube. Will Ferrell saw it, said, write this as a movie. He did. Nick said, can I direct it? He made a pitch. They let him direct it. It went to Sundance. It won awards. It's in movie theaters July 14th, and it's called Theater Camp. And
Theater
my son
Camp.
Is Nick Lieberman.
You are Theater such a Camp. Good mom. You are such a good mom. I love you for that. Marilu, Theater Camp. And we'll be watching the Aurora Tea Garden Mystery, Something New, on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. That's tomorrow night, 9 o'clock East Coast time. We love you. We love you so much. Can't wait to see you, Marilu.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. Marilu Henner, just a ball of energy. So much fun. And just to make sure, I could have talked to her about Taxi and about everything else, but when they called, I know, and because I've been on those calls, it's a limited time, so we appreciate Marilu taking the time. And she was on Grease. But let me just say, Aurora Tea Garden Mystery, Something New, airing on Hallmark, Movies and Mysteries, tomorrow at 9 p.m. All right, so we want to check that out. And I love that she plugs her kids. Sounds like me with my kids, right? Right?
Definitely.
Theater camp, but you know what I was going to go to, and I didn't. But she was on Match Game with the one and only.
Who is it? And see, with her memory, she probably remembers every detail of meeting Charles Nelson Reilly.
I almost went anyway because I know they're unlimited on time. And I have to tell you, as you listen to the program, I could tell because I.
Oh, by the way, you could have kept her longer. But...
Thanks, Al. Thanks,
you're
Al.
Welcome.
I said, but when I chat with somebody, I could tell, like, who do we have? Georgie Lopez called. We had so much fun with George. But I could tell they got to go. When they got to go, someone's saying, we got to go. So we had to let her go. But it was great. Thank you, Joe, for making that happen.
Definitely.
And Charles Nelson Reilly. That's it. I'm telling you what. And working with Tony Danza, our buddy Tony Danza, And you know, when I'm looking here on your, now I look at your notes, Judd Hirsch was nominated for an Oscar as Best Supporting Actor for The Fabelmans. He was, huh?
That's correct. That. Yeah, he was nominated. He lost to Ke-Hee Kwan for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, but Judd Hirsch, what an incredible actor as well. What a cast of Taxi.
Probably one of the most amazing casts, really. It's one of those shows where everybody left that show, and everybody practically in that cast went on not only to work, but really to thrive in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, Mary Lou Henner. Thank you so much, Joey. Well done. Well done. Hey, Debbie's out there checking out traffic on a crazy day. The air is better. It's getting better by the hours that I could see, hopefully. And hopefully, nothing about the Yankee game tonight, Debbie, not hearing, right?
I just heard that they were going to play a doubleheader, 4:05, and then I think 7 something, whatever. You know, that's what I heard. Yep. The latest was, but we will see. We will see. You know.
Yeah, we'll stay tuned. We'll stay tuned. And what did you do? You did traffic on a Cessna. That's on a winged propeller plane. You did traffic reports.
This is going back from when I first started traffic. We had planes. We had Air North, which was North Jersey, which I flew out of Caldwell Airport. There was one called Air Central in Central Jersey, and there was Air Nassau and Air Suffolk on the island. And the first time I went up flying, I'll never forget it. Well, it's a long story, but I can't say it all now. But all of a sudden, I hear in my headphones, Air Nassau making an emergency landing in a field. Air Nassau. I was like, what? Thank goodness I'm an Air North right now. Yeah, and then another time I got sick. Oh, it's a whole other, a lot of fun stories.
I don't know how you got a, it's so uneasy up there. Bless you.
It's bumpy. Now, it's bumpy.
Yeah, you know what? Look at you. Look at you. You can write the book, Debbie. Debbie Duhame out there. She's I tell you what, I was with Frankie Marano. What did he have a great name? Goddess of the Gowanus.
That's my favorite name. I just love Frank for giving me that name. That is such an honor.
10 before 10 and Debbie's on the road. Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah, that's Cessna 172. That was bumpy, but a lot of fun memories, that's for sure. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. As we head to Sunrise Highway, we still have this major issue. Sunrise Highway eastbound is closed. Out in East Quogue, unfortunately, an accident involving a fatality that happened at 3:30 this morning, and it looks like police still at the scene, heading out to the Hamptons. Avoid that. Lido Boulevard, getting out through Lido Beach. They're doing emergency construction over there. Watch for slowdowns as you head over to the Throgs Neck Bridge, getting into Queens, and we're still seeing delays right now at the Throgs Neck Bridge. That's going to be stop and go as well, getting into Queens. Looks like the Clearview South down by the Grand Central, an accident waiting for you over there as well. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended because of the poor air quality. Metered parking rules remain in effect. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the new MyPillow 2.0 with a special buy one, get one free offer. The MyPillow 2.0 offers a brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. The new fabric dissipates heat and humidity to create a cooling sensation to maintain a cooler surface temperature. MyPillow knows core body temperature plays a big role in how well you sleep. The new fabric technology helps regulate your body temperature throughout the night by creating a lower surface temperature for a more restful night's sleep. Machine washable and dryable with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee and made in the USA. Just go to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0, 800-651-0798.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Man, you talk about hitting a grand slam, just feeling just incredible. And I mean, I haven't felt this great in years. I'm 52, and with these, it's just given me the energy every day to continue to do the exercises. And I just appreciate the doctor for what he's done. I'm impressed. I'm just become a new man with energy. I've never felt this great. I just want to say thank you to you guys.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751.
go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code ANSWER.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Once again, we have that haze and smoke from the distant Canadian wildfires going to cause some more poor air quality concerns, so please keep that in mind as you go outdoors. And if you need to, you can always wear one of the N95 masks or just limit your time outdoors in general because we still have some smoke today into tonight. High temperature is going to be around 73, a low of 57, and then it's better tomorrow and Saturday. We do have some thundershower chances each day. I'm Jeff Nordine on AM970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. Before we get out of here, making our way to Mr. Michael Gallagher. But I want to tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn because I love the Kakache family, Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael himself. This is the real deal. The warmth, the hospitality. You know what a proud Italian-American I am. And when I go to Michaels of Brooklyn, I feel the heritage right there when I walk in. The hospitality that you can't invent, by the way. They try to make these shishi restaurants. Oh, this is the hippest restaurant. This is that restaurant. No. You want cuisine? Spectacular cuisine made from scratch. You want hospitality and warmth like you get in the Italian-American community. You go to Michaels of Brooklyn. Avenue R. Nostrand right there. 718-998-7851. You got to call because everybody's going. It's the hottest restaurant in town, by the way. 718-998-7851. As you listen around the country, you're going to make a trip to New York. You're going to see the Freedom Tower, the Empire State Building. You can see Central Park, Broadway, all of it all. Sure, Statue of Liberty. Put Michaels of Brooklyn on your list. You call Fred, 718-998-7851. You heard, Joe, you're in Tennessee, you're in Florida, you're in California, wherever you are listening. You want to come to New York, you got to stop by Michaels of Brooklyn. In the meantime, we could tease you a little bit by going to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You can get the Sauce of the Month Club. Yes, you can, delivered right to your house. Or in your supermarket, look for Michaels of Brooklyn. You'll find the greatest sauce that you've ever had. Michaels of Brooklyn, Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. 718-998-7851. Serving that community, by the way, since 1964.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
I know. I wanted to talk about Taxi, too, with Marilyn. They call on the, what are those things called? A press tour, like, kind of thing, Joey, right?
Yeah, radio tour, yeah.
Yeah, so and I know they're limited, and I can hear in their voice that they're being pressed, and they got to do 1,000 of them. So out of respect for my friendship with Mary Lou, I wanted to talk to her about Taxi for a minute, but still legendary cast, yeah, legendary. And working with the great Andy Kaufman, you know, who I worked with at the Improv, Joe. Worked
right, that's right.
When he first broke at the improvisation. But thank you, Joe. I got the word from Cousin Paulie. We got the Cousin Paulie approval, all right?
That's good. Whenever Cousin Paulie approves, you know you really scored.
I see. He goes, great show. Thank you, Paulie. We're trying. Lord knows we're trying. And, you know, so we appreciate your hard work, Joe, on that for working so hard constantly.
They pay 24/7. Me for a reason.
Was the air okay coming in this morning, right, for you?
It smelled of the smoke this morning, but it certainly looked clearer than it did yesterday. If you watch the time lapse on TV, you
scary.
Can see in the scary. Morning it was yeah. clear yesterday, yeah. but by yeah. around 12:30, 1 o'clock, 1:30, yeah. it yeah. was really orange and
yeah.
gross.
It's they have this PM 2.5. This is very unhealthy. It's at 209 in New York. You got to be careful. And appreciating a shout out to Mayor Adams. You know, we'll criticize when we criticize, but when there's credit, we should give it where it's due. And they've been good. The city's been good at getting out masks and telling you where to go. Stay indoors, unless of course you're a migrant, then you can do whatever you want. But Alex Garrett, how you do? I'm joking. Alex, are you okay? You had a little breathing situation.
I had
there.
A bit of
feel?
A cough, but you know what? We're hanging in there. We're doing well. We're pushing
you,
through. And
you
of
did
course,
great.
I need to protect myself. So that's what I'm going to do after this show today is protect yeah. myself even more. So.
Yeah. Well, listen. Great job. And Debbie. Thank you always. And Michael, thanks for answering the phones. And Cara Fasaro, thanks for always being on top media wise, you know. And Mert Roberts is going to podcast the show out. Yeah, it's one, I'm looking at 209, very healthy. And we're going to see if the Yankee game's on. Apparently, it's on at 4 during the doubleheader today. I'm supposed to go to the night game. They are celebrating Frank Sinatra at Yankee Stadium, by the way. So I was invited to go out, and indeed, I'll try to. But I will be the one in a mask and an oxygen tank next to me. So, okay, yeah, the worry wart hypochondriac. I'll be in the hazmat suit. Look for me at the stadium, okay? Make it a great day. Would you try to do that? You deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.